Are you an ambitious creative, but maybe struggle with overthinking everything, perfectionism, doing what you said you were going to do? Listen, I get it, especially when you go into the online space to share your art, your work, your services, your products, all the things. It can be super intimidating and overwhelming with all the different things, all the different lanes that you could go in. I really, really believe that we don't need to maybe learn more. I think we need to take more action on what we already know we should be doing. That is why we created Unconventional Leaders Academy. It is a bi-weekly mastermind call where we jump on Zoom with one another, hold each other accountable, call out the greatness in each other. So if you want to connect with other like-minded unconventional leaders who are going against the grain and are going to make some crazy progress this year in 2021, head over to heatherparody.com/masterminds. Again, that is heatherparody.com/masterminds. We'll see you over there. I'm about to say some very unpopular things. Okay, but we're unconventional here, right? Can you hack an algorithm on social media? How much time should we spend learning about the latest algorithms on your favorite social media platform? Maybe we should be looking at something else.
I've always felt
I was born with several palsies.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice and make an impact in this world.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, what's going on? My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Fidget Friday is a moment where you and I grab a cup of coffee and we get real close. We talk about the things, we become besties, because that's how we do around here. Listen, going the unconventional path is such an honor. Y'all are my people, going against the grain, putting your necks on the line, going for goals that people think are absolutely out of this world crazy, and I wouldn't choose any other path. Would you? But man, sometimes it gets lonely, sometimes it gets isolating, sometimes it gets hard, and that's what Fidget Friday is here for. So I hope you find some hope in today's conversation around algorithms and a question that I've really been asking myself lately that might make you uncomfortable. It's made me uncomfortable. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our review of the week. This comes from Melissa. It says, insightful and energetic podcast. Not only does this podcast have amazing content, Heather is a beautiful human. Oh, thank you. I can't even handle this review. Thank you. She's full of energy, spunk, and compassion. Great job, Heather. Melissa, you're just the best. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to leave us that incredible review. And hey, if you have not done so yet, I would be so grateful if you went to iTunes or your Apple podcasting app, drop us a rating, leave us a review. Love to hear from you. So let's go ahead and get into this. This is making me so uncomfortable. I think it's true. I do. My favorite social media platform is TikTok. Y'all know that. I love TikTok. TikTok, those are my people. Okay. I got into kind of a few weeks, couple months, I don't know how long it was, where I was really like into like algorithms with TikTok and like how it works and what hashtags you should use and trends and blah, blah, blah. And I think we all, you know, get into that. And I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong, you know, whatever platform you're on. I mean, heck, even podcasting, it has its own thing, right? The way that people can find our content is partially due to these things we call algorithms. Like, what content does the platform choose to show massive groups of people? And so there's so much content, there's so many hacks, there's so many gurus of people who are like, this is the latest hack, this is the latest thing you need to do to get your content seen by more people, which almost everybody listening to the show, you're putting out some kind of content. You want it to be seen by people, not only to, you know, grow your business, but share a message that you're really passionate about. And so inherently, none of this stuff is wrong, right? But I started noticing something with myself. I was like, I am spending so much time trying to hack a freaking algorithm without really asking myself, is my content good? Now, before you're like, well, my content's good, my content's great, let's... Okay, me and you are close, right? Like, let's just talk like friends here. Is mine right? If it were as good as we think it is, would people be hanging around a little bit more? Would we be able to build a fan base? Now, I'm not saying that these little algorithm things don't matter, so don't get your panties in a wad. I know all these panties are getting in a wad. Y'all are about to get upset with me and start texting me, okay? Side note, you can text me. This probably isn't the best place to put my text community, but let's go ahead and do it. 501-214-4307. Let me know what you think. But let's look at the big picture here, okay? The big picture. I'm not saying algorithms don't matter, but when we spend all of our time worrying about that, we miss the boat on becoming good creators. And I think it's a control thing. We want to be in control, and the truth is we're not. We cannot be in control of any of these social media platforms. They're going to do what they want. You could spend every freaking day studying this stuff, and guess what? Tomorrow it's going to be different. Anybody in the back say amen. You get a hang of something and it freaking changes. We're going to drive ourselves as creators bat freaking crazy when we focus so much on things that we are not in control of. What are we in control of? Well, if we show up at all, how we show up, why we show up. And that's really it. I want to be a better creator. I want to have content that I'm proud of. I want to get good at what I do, right? I don't want to go on a date with somebody. Well, I can't go on a date with anybody anyway because I'm married. But let's say I was single. I wouldn't want to go on a date with somebody because I drag their ass there. I trick them because I use a certain kind of hashtag. You know what I'm saying? I want them to choose to be there with me. And we're almost selling ourselves to audiences online trying to figure out how to get in front of them when really we want to be engaged with us and like our show and like our content and all this stuff. So if we became more focused on our audience and serving them, is it possible that numbers would just naturally follow that? But instead, we get focused on chasing numbers. But then when we get these numbers, we don't keep people because we haven't, again, laid the foundation. We talked about that last week, to have something worth staying with. Are y'all following me? Do you hear what I'm trying to say? So I'm not saying don't ever worry about algorithms or marketing or whatever. Definitely 100%, right? But I think first and foremost, at the forefront of our minds, especially as leaders, especially as those who have a bigger vision for their life than just being a Instagram influencer and shaking their butt. No offense if that's your calling, but okay. We've got to ask ourselves, how can I be a better creator? And constantly be sharpening that skill and trusting that something else is going to move on our behalf and get us in front of the people we need to be in front of. And you know what? Jackie, Janet, Margaret, that might be a small audience. Is that okay? Right? And those are some hard questions to ask, especially for a visionary. I want to impact a ton of people. I want to have a big brand. I want to have all this. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't care. I'm such a servant of all. No, I'm completely selfish sometimes. Like, let's just be honest with you. But I have to check myself on that all the time and be like, yo, are you just wanting views to get views? Are you really creating content that you're proud of? Are you focusing on your craft just as much as you're focusing on freaking hacking something that you can't hack anyway? So I know this is super uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. But maybe it's not that we need to be beating an algorithm. Maybe we need to be better content creators. So to wrap it up, when was the last time that you sharpened your creative skills? Whatever that is you do, maybe you're a podcast host, maybe you are a comedian, maybe you sell things on Etsy. When was the last time that you really sharpened your creative skill set and spent time focusing on becoming a better host, focusing on becoming better at writing skits, focused on becoming better at coaching? Everybody's a coach. When's the last time you learned how to be a better coach? Okay. Everybody's like, I'm the best coach ever. Okay. When was the last time you sharpened that skill set? We have got to focus on our craft just as much. I love Jerry Seinfeld, studying him. He has a discipline of going in and sitting at his stinking desk with his pencil and freaking writing. He's like one of the greatest in the world, but he has that daily practice of sitting down with his pencil and writing, setting a timer and writing. If that's not too good for him, if sharpening his skill set is not too good for Jerry freaking Seinfeld, we're not too good for it, right? Are we giving just as much attention to our craft as we are fighting to get people's attention? Listen, again, I'm walking this with you, okay? I have to check my freaking self on this. And I want to hear from you. Text me. Let me know if I hurt your feelings. Let me know if you agree with me. It's 501-214-4307. I am full body in, cheering you on with my whole heart. I believe in you. I'm in your corner. We'll see you soon.